Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The cinematic industry is one that is built on making our wildest imagination reality. But of course, there has to be some trickery along the way to make the impossible very possible. So of course, sometimes our brains end up paying the price. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movie scenes that totally tricked your brain. Number 10. The aquarium is actually a video projection. Dr. No. Though the James Bond films are recognized today as some of Hollywood's glossiest productions, back at the franchise's inception, things weren't quite so fancy. The first Bond film ever, 1962's Dr. No, was produced on a svelte budget of just $1.1 million, and because legendary production designer Ken Adam was given just £14,500 to dress the sets, he had to get pretty creative. While you'd never know by simply looking at it, the iconic aquarium on the wall of his lair is actually an ingenious fake. It's nothing more than a video being projected against a screen and cleverly lit to replicate the luminance of a real aquarium. Hilariously though, because Adam only had the budget to buy stock footage of smaller fish, he had to blow up the footage to make the fish look larger. In order to explain this effect to an audience who probably didn't notice anyway, Dr. No even says to 007 in the film, "The glass is convex, 10 inches thick, which accounts for the magnifying effect." It did give us the legendary follow-up line from Bond though, minnows pretending they are whales, just like you on this island, Dr. No. Ouch. Number 9. Buzzing bee sound effects make you subconsciously anxious. The Exorcist. William Friedkin's The Exorcist is one of the greatest and most unnerving horror films, and say it with me, kids, of all time! In a large part due to the anxiety-inducing atmosphere that the director was able to generate, it's well documented that Friedkin included subliminal imagery throughout the film. Namely, brief flashes of demon Pazuzu's terrifying face to keep the audience thrown off kilter, but he also employed more subtle techniques to get the hairs standing right up on viewers' necks. In many of the film's earlier scenes, Friedkin integrated the sly sound of buzzing bees in order to indicate a primal fear response in the viewer's lizard brain. You may feel uncomfortable during these scenes, but never really know why. Friedkin claimed that he also added disturbing industrial sounds into the soundscape of the demon scenes in an attempt to trigger audience members' fight or flight response and make them feel a sense of impending danger. As much as viewers might take umbrage with a filmmaker toying with their subconscious in such a way, it's undeniably genius-level cinematic manipulation. Number 8. Bumping the lamp helps you accept that the toons are real. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of the most technically astonishing movies ever made. Its groundbreaking hybrid of live-action filmmaking and 2D animation winning it both the Best Visual Effects Oscar and a Special Achievement Academy Award. While we as audience members of course know that Roger Rabbit and the other toons aren't in any way real, director Robert Zemeckis ingeniously tricks our minds into fully accepting the illusion through an innovative technique called bumping the lamp. Now in this context, bumping the lamp is the act of manipulating the physical environment of a scene in order to sell the presence of the cartoon character, who is of course added during post-production. Zemeckis and his crew went to exhaustive lengths to execute the results of the toon's physical movements in camera, using elaborate rigging to have every non-animated element be part of the live-action shoot. The term bumping the lamp was coined from the scene in which Eddie bumps his head on the lamp, causing light to shine all around the room while Eddie interacts with Roger. Because the ever-shifting lighting is also applied similar to Roger himself, audience members subconsciously believe that Roger is real, rather than being distracted by him not blending in correctly with the environment. Between this and the tireless efforts to carry out his actions in camera, such as having the weight of boxes shift when he sits on them, it's truly next-level filmmaking that absolutely should have earned Zemeckis a Best Director Oscar nomination. Number 7. Everybody believed that Gary Sinise didn't have legs. Forrest Gump. Another Robert Zemeckis masterstroke now, with the film that not only won him the Best Director Oscar, but also nabbed him the gong for Best Visual Effects. And you know what? Rightly so. Despite being a noted stage actor, Gary Sinise had just a few screen credits to his name at the time of Forrest Gump's release, such that most audiences simply believed his amputee Lieutenant Dan was actually played by an amputee actor. The world was then shocked to learn that Sinise did indeed have legs in real life, and the effect was achieved solely through state-of-the-art VFX. Much like Roger Rabbit, Zemeckis knew that people would truly accept the illusion if they could see Sinise moving around the environment in the same tangible way that an amputee actually would, rather than his movements being limited by technological limitations. What ultimately tricks your brain into completely believing the effect, though, whether you knew who the actor was beforehand or not, is the moments where Lieutenant Dan moves around outside of his wheelchair, moving his stump into physical spaces where we know his legs should be. Zemeckis and his VFX team went to the lengths of adding CGI objects into the spaces where his legs should have been, such as the coffee table during the New Year's Eve scene. In combination with subtle lighting tricks and smart camera placement, this ensured the effect still looks no perfect to this day. Number 6. Tom Cruise isn't really in New York. Eyes Wide Shut. Compositing is one of the toughest effects-based disciplines to pull off correctly. Placing an actor in an environment that they weren't actually present in is extremely difficult because perfectly matching the lighting and general conditions of the original footage is incredibly challenging. Also, our brains are extremely good at picking up things like poorly matched lighting. I mean, we immediately know if something's off if it's not consistent. But ever the perfectionist, Stanley Kubrick went the old-fashioned rear projection route on his final film, Eyes Wide Shut. Because Kubrick feared flying and consequently shot his films in the UK, he had to have the film's Manhattan setting precisely recreated on a London soundstage. Yet for the shot where Cruise's protagonist Bill walks down the New York streets, Cruise was actually just walking on a treadmill in front of a rear projection. Because both the dynamic lighting and the speed of the camera's movement were matched so perfectly to Cruise, the overwhelming majority of audiences had no idea they were looking at two elements being combined together. As frustrating as Kubrick's obsessive eye for detail must have been for his cast, it also meant that the risky technical aspects of the production were expertly controlled down to the most minute degree.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5. The floating speeder was achieved with mirrors and a bit of Vaseline. Star Wars: A New Hope. The original Star Wars is such an impressive technical achievement that audiences are liable to believe that just about everything fantastical that they're watching is a complex, expensive visual effect. Case in point, the side-on wide shots of Luke Skywalker driving through Tatooine in a speeder appears to the naked eye to have been achieved by painting out the wheels on the bottom of a prop vehicle, right? But George Lucas actually had an elegantly practical solution, which involved placing a long mirror in front of the wheels to reflect the dusty environment and imply the vehicle was indeed levitating off the ground. To ensure the end result looked seamless, Vaseline was also rubbed over a camera lens filter to provide a slight blur to the speeder's base, which the crew later nicknamed the Force Field. Number 4. A low-frequency sound in the club scene makes you anxious and nervous. Irreversible. So Gaspar Noé's 2002 thriller Irreversible is not a film for the faint of stomach, to be blunt. It depicts brutal murder and sexual violence in extremely confronting matter-of-fact fashion, and because that apparently isn't off-putting enough, the director also decided to employ some sneaky tricks to further mess with your brain. For the movie's infamous nightclub sequence, the director piped in an extremely low-frequency noise into the film's sound mix, which creates a feeling of anxiety and even nausea in viewers, placing a dizzying cherry on the top of what is a willfully unpleasant experience. Apparently, the low-frequency sound is also the same one that police use to stop riots. You can't hear it, but it makes you shake, and in a good theatre with a subwoofer, it's going to have a bit of an effect on you. This is likely why Irreversible's infamous premiere saw 250 audience members reportedly walk out, while 20 viewers fainted and required oxygen from emergency services. Woof. Number 3. The mirror scene is actually clever use of body doubles. Terminator 2 Judgment Day. As Star Wars A New Hope proved, mirrors can be an invaluable tool in elegantly tricking audiences' brain into believing an illusion, but James Cameron took that to a whole new level in his technological landmark Terminator 2. The film's director's cut features inarguably one of the greatest deleted scenes ever made, where John and Sarah reset the T-800 CPU from read-only to read-write, allowing it to become a learning computer. The sequence takes place in front of a mirror, with Cameron even panning directly across the mirror, yet somehow not capturing the film crew in the shot. This was actually achieved through a masterful use of doubles, because the mirror isn't actually a mirror at all, but actually another part of the set. You see, Linda Hamilton's twin sister Leslie doubles as Sarah on the other side of the mirror, while the T-800 in the foreground is a prop whose face we never see, while Schwarzenegger is actually sat in the mirror section. The trickiness, of course, lies in perfectly syncing up the movements of both sides, especially with a moving camera where shifting planes of movement could make it far easier for viewers to notice the seams. And yet, the end result is so meticulously executed that most audiences would simply assume the mirror was just another of the film's many brilliant, complex visual effects. Number 2. Miles moves at a lower frame rate to show his inexperience. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is one of the most visually stunning animated films ever made, and it's also one that is jam-packed with Easter eggs and incredible visual details. But one that you most certainly didn't notice is actually a clever trick to visualize Miles Morales' clumsy inexperience as a superhero. You see, in the early passages of the film where Miles is still learning to be Spider-Man, he's typically shown moving at just 12 frames per second, giving him this sort of jerky look which reflects his burgeoning superhero status at the time. During the forest chase sequence, this is juxtaposed with the more experienced Spider-Man, Peter Parker, who moves at a more fluid, assured 24 frames per second. But by the end of the film, when Miles has truly earned the mantle of Spider-Man, he too moves at a fully actualized 24 frames per second. You probably never even notice it just by looking at the film, but your brain likely caught it. It's an extremely smart and innovative way to use visuals to enhance a movie's storytelling. And number 1, camera filter tricks allow an impossible transformation. Shh, the octopus. An oldie but a goodie now with 1937's mystery comedy, Shh, the Octopus. Now this film features a fascinating effect which surely must have blown audiences' minds 80-something years ago, where the main character Nanny undergoes a sudden grotesque transformation into a witch in the middle of a scene. While today such an effect could be achieved via VFX with relative ease, such tools obviously weren't available back in 1937, and so director William McGann had to get incredibly creative to pull off such a mind-melting how the hell did they do that effect? Despite the seeming impossibility of executing such a radical transformation in camera so long ago, it actually was completely and entirely practical. You see, McGann used an ingenious technique developed by cinematographer Carl Struss for 1925's Ben-Hur, involving the manipulation of colour filters to trick the viewers' minds. For Nanny's transformation, extensive makeup was applied to her face using a single shade of colour, after which a filter was applied to the camera lens that matched the colour of the makeup, in turn rendering it invisible to the camera. Then all it took was for the camera operator to close the filter as Nanny removed her wig and the makeup would suddenly become visible to the audience. One can only imagine how viewers of the time, without easy access to behind-the-scenes information, must have felt when they watched this near-literal movie magic play out on the screen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.